The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. This is the deadliest season for car wrecks, and it's especially dangerous for teenagers. AAA says during the summer, teenage drivers kill, on average, 10 people every day. There's a reason for that. More after this from Charlie. The new AAA study of teenage drivers didn't just look at police reports. It looked at over 2,200 dash cam videos of teenage drivers and found that 60% of the crashes where a teenage driver was at fault happened because they were distracted. Phones actually were not the top distraction. The top distraction was paying attention to somebody else in the car. But phones came in a strong second. And here's the thing that stood out. A few years back, the problem was talking on the phones.
Early on, teens were more likely to talk on their phones. And now they're more likely to interact with their phones via texting or social media, which is particularly scary because they're actually then looking down and taking their eyes off the road.
Jennifer Ryan is with AAA and says in some cases, the video showed the driver looked away from the road as long as 3 seconds before the crash. So there's the problem, phones and passengers. 30 states and the District of Columbia have outlawed smartphones for drivers under age 18, and AAA wants the other 20 states to do the same, although one look at the driver next to you will tell you just how well those laws are working. But there are other solutions. Every cell phone company has a free anti-distraction app that parents can install. AT&T, for example, has an app called Drive Mode, which kicks in whenever it senses the car is moving faster than 15 miles an hour. At that point, it silences the phone. It can reply automatically to any text that comes in by saying something like, "Busy driving, call you when I can," and will notify the parents if it's disabled. Another app called Focus uses a shaming approach. If you're driving and you touch the phone, a voice says, "Hang up and drive." It will also give you a report showing how many minutes you spent using the phone despite the warnings, if you're still alive to read it. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.